What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, we are back. In the words of Jim Rome, that's Mike Stone. Rico on vacation. Kenny back from vacation. David back from vacation. Excuse me, and I want to apologize. David had a funeral Friday. I almost made a boo-boo there. Okay, we're ready to roll. But Stoney, you're amped up, and you wanted to, before we get into Lions news.
Yes, I want to congratulate publicly the one, the only Kenny Cott for getting married over the weekend.
Thank you, Stone. You know, appreciate it.
It's a wonderful thing.
He didn't annul it yet either.
All of us have all gone through it. And, you know, the fact that Kenny had a destination wedding in the thumb is kind of unique, but you know what?
What, Harlan County, Kentucky was booked?
No. We're not starting my marriage like this, Michael. Stop it.
Why? You started it eating squirrel. What the hell's the difference?
You know, some people go to, you know, the Dominican. Some people go to Costa Rica. Some people go to Tecumseh. He goes.
He's an up north guy, dude.
I know.
You got to let it go. It's Kenny's culture. I know. He enjoys up north. It's his thing.
I know.
And it's a beach town. I'll tell you now, it was Caseville is where we ended up going, and it's where a lot of her family is from, and we went there. It was great beach wedding. It was terrific.
That's great.
Now you were scared bleepless for no good reason, which I told you multiple times. Did everything go okay?
Everything went swimmingly, better than I possibly could have expected.
Thank God, because if you were with Kenny the week prior, he was ready to drop dead of a widowmaker. He was so nervous, and I'm like, dude, relax. It's all good. Like, all the planning's done. You just show up, don't get drunk, and follow the cues. Right. We'll be fine.
You don't get nervous until you're like an old guy like me. I got nervous. I officiated my nephew's wedding in May.
That's terrifying.
And I'm sitting there saying, oh my God, what if I have to go to the bathroom in the middle before I'm doing the vows? So I loaded up on Imodium. I didn't want to take a chance.
Oh my God.
I didn't want to take a chance on screwing up this wonderful day for these two wonderful people.
How far down the list did he have to go to find you to officiate it?
I don't know. I guess James Capers Jr. was not available.
My God. So hold on. Kenny, yeah. Now you had your honeymoon.
Yes.
You sure?
Go on.
No, I mean, you comfortable with the decision you've made?
Oh, on marrying this woman? Yes, Michael, okay. I have.
Where did you go on your honeymoon?
Drove around the UP. Drove around up north.
They actually did a tour of meth labs. It's a very curated experience.
No. I'm not going to let this happen. That is my wedding. This is one of the most important days of my life. I will not have you.
It's second only to Mo Sider getting drafted.
That's correct.
Yes.
Actually, third after he got the Calder or whatever.
It's also the most on-brand thing. He comes back from his wedding and honeymoon, Mo Sider t-shirt.
That's right.
It's back. All right,
well,
David.
You know how you fish for catfish? You know, you go out there and now he was hunting for raccoons.
No, David, no. We're not doing that about my marriage.
Did you go to Iron Mountain?
No, we did not.
You did not see run into Tom Izzo?
No, did not. Did not do that.
He was on the morning show today.
Have things changed at home at all?
Literally not in the least bit.
Well, welcome. We hope you're rested.
Congratulations.
Because now we're going to blink and it's going to be Christmas. And the only thing in between is work. So I hope you had your fun. Now it's time to play.
Well, at least there's football. I mean, we got that. It's hard to survive a summer doing what we do sometimes because it just feels arduous. It feels like it drags out. But football.
See, I love summer. I love summer because I love being able to expand what we talk about. And honestly, summer's the respite. Like summer, you gear up for football. Football's a gauntlet, especially now. Think of the NFL. Once NFL kicks off, you're going straight through April.
Right. I mean, we have, thankfully, something else to talk about besides just football because we have a baseball team, no matter how difficult they are to watch at times, who are going to be in the playoffs. So you have some playoff baseball for a little bit.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Okay.
What?
No. You're fine. I just don't want to go down that pathway. Okay, I find them extremely frustrating to watch.
They are. Saturday, I wanted to, put needles in my face.
They're like 1-for-30 with runners in scoring position.
They should have been up 8-0, and the next thing you know, they're losing 3-2.
David, do you have any final words to congratulate Kenny on his marital bliss? And will you be counseling Kenny and his bride?
I will not be counseling.
Be very careful with what you say next.
That's all I'm saying. I will not be counseling.
More importantly, I just thought about this.
Oh, dear. Now you need to be careful.
Yes. Who officiated your wedding?
It's actually Hulk Hogan.
No, it's actually a former.
He's passed. You have to come up with a live wrestler.
I can't name too many. Yes, Kenny.
He's actually a former producer. Used to work here. His name is Josh Nagy. He was one of my best friends.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that you guys were that friendly.
Oh, yeah. How is a great guy like that friends with a lowlife like you?
Again, with this post-slant.
Nagy was one of my favorite people when he was here. He's a lovely
guy. Is he still on the air in Toledo?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it was Toledo either.
Wasn't it?
Didn't he go to Akron?
It was Akron, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. The point is, lovely guy. What's he doing mixed up with you?
Been boys since we used to work at a grocery store together before
really?
College.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Fascinating. All right, David, go ahead.
Now, my question was...
Okay.
The reason I asked, because you have a man of the cloth right next to you.
Be careful, okay?
I mean, you could have had him do the officiating.
I didn't receive an invitation, so...
Well, what that's about.
Yeah.
Well, nobody here received an invitation, especially in the
thumb. You would have stuck out like a sore thumb.
Kennedy actually set up a perimeter.
I was going to say, David, you're welcome for that because you wouldn't have wanted to drive through what I had to drive through to get there.
Where the hell was this?
I mean, it was in Caseville, so it was very much in the thumb, but the types of people that you would run into are not the types of people that would get along with David and Stoney in particular.
Whoa!
David!
Whoa!
David, let's sing Kumbaya because we are those people.
Oh, my. Yeah.
I guess
NC State's football helmets. Do we really need two separate drops of me and Jim Costa talking about football helmets?
David, I guess Sammy Davis Jr. never played the thumb.
Wow. Live from the sands.
You and Costa would have fit right in the outskirts of that town, I'll tell you that.
Oh, boy. All right, listen. David, if you take a text. And then
they got signed, David. It says, no one-eyed black Jews allowed. Keep Sammy away.
I am speechless.
I was going to say, Mike, be careful with what drop you decide to play.
Stoney's off his meds. Look out. David, some ticket text. And... What does your shirt say?
It's a God shirt.
Oh, I can tell. Okay.
Someone is asking, did you ruin the reception by getting, blank-faced?
No, absolutely okay. not. Right. I'll be honest with you. I'll clear it up. I had one drink beforehand just to calm the jitters. I was absolutely
Well,
fine.
The way I heard is you were so nervous, I'm surprised you didn't, get wasted beforehand.
No. It was actually, I was more nervous here talking about it on Friday than I was actually during the moments.
How'd the possum stew turn out, Kenny? Right.
This is why Scott you filter out ticket texts.
Oh, that's a good text. What are you talking about? Is baby cot in the oven?
No, baby cot is not in the oven.
Just standing near Jeremy Otto, that's like Chernobyl with radiation.
With the three people behind me.
Kenny was playing the washboard.
And his other friends were on spoons.
He wore a washboard with a bow tie. That was his tux bib. Okay. All right. Yes, Kenny?
No, I'm just going to have Jeremy up back here. I screen calls for the rest of the day.
That's fine.
It's been good.
Hey, anything that keeps him from getting his wife pregnant again. Sure. Just keep Jeremy in this building.
Idle hands are the devil's tools. That's what Jeremy has.
Okay. Let's get to the Lions.
Okay.
I have declarative statements out. I have three declarative statements. I want to know if you agree with one, two, all three, or Mike, you're out of your mind.
Okay.
Can we do that next?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Kenny, congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.